The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Speaking of women, fabulous women, what about that relay last night? The 4x4, Sophie Becker, Phil Healy, Rashida Adeleke, and Charlene Mawsey again with that anchor leg. She is absolutely incredible. Toe-to-toe with Femke Bol, effectively, the Dutch athlete, incapable of pulling away entirely from Charlene. And Femke Bol is absolute global star. She is a superstar of a runner. So, I mean, these athletes now are on people's radars all over the world. I mean, Sydney McLaughlin, who would have been watching that from the States, who is surefire favourite when it comes to the 400 metres in Paris, she will absolutely have a piece of paper with the contenders, the people who might push her out, and there's going to be at least one Irish name in that. Rashida's name is absolutely on that list. So it is just hugely, hugely exciting time for Irish athletics. And you might remember, before all of this started, last week, Sonia O'Sullivan, Olympic silver medalist, former world record holder and world champion, was with me suggesting that this would happen, that we would come home with a record medal haul. And that is exactly what we did. And Sonia is back with me now. Sonia, as somebody who is into this anyway, and as somebody who has dedicated their life to athletics, and as somebody who is working through this, providing so much of the coverage, how much have you enjoyed the last week?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, it's been fantastic for us to work and to cover the championships, to have, you know, so many positive results and, you know, great athletes to talk about and to support. It's been absolutely fantastic. It's definitely made our job a lot easier. And it's great just for the whole country, I think, you know, to see Ireland out there competing on the European stage, winning medals, not just once, twice, three times, you know, it's been absolutely four times even. So it's been amazing to see, and to see the girls as well, you know, taking the lead.
So like, did it go as you expected it to go, or were there still elements of kind of surprise in some of the performances?
No, I mean, I think we probably ticked all the boxes. You know, there was definitely, I suppose, the potential for a couple of more medals or maybe different colour medals. But, you know, I think we have to be satisfied with this result. I think it's really good. You know, at this time of the year, it's early season. A lot of the athletes will have their focus, you know, their real focus is on Paris and the Olympic Games. And this was really a dress rehearsal for some, maybe a practice run for some. You know, people like Rashida and Charlene, you know, they have qualified for the individual 400 meters at the Olympics. And so they'll get to weigh up their priorities and how it will work. They'll see how they felt running the relays and then running the heats. And well, it was just a semi-final and a final in the 400 this time round. In the Olympics, there's a heat, a semi and a final. And also in the relays, there will be heats and semi-final for the mix. So, you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, balls up in the air. But, you know, right now, I think it's time to, you know, enjoy the success, celebrate it. You know, many of the athletes will need to have a bit of a rest this week. And it's a relative rest because, you know, they're not stopping, but they're just recovering and getting themselves ready so they can start preparing for the Olympics.
So you're following this kind of week in, week out all year. Lots of people would have just engaged over the last week and they see medals coming home and talk of this kind of unheralded success, and they might, you know, expect the same at the Olympics. What can we expect at the Olympics?
Well, I mean, Europe is just one continent, you know, the Olympics. We've got to add in America, Africa, Oceania, South America. You know, there's a lot more athletes coming at the Olympics. So the quality of the athletes and the quantity will increase vastly. Now, some of our athletes are right up there in that mix. I mean, Ciara McGeehan was fourth place at the World Championships last year. She's been second, third in the Europeans before, and she was determined to get a gold medal. So this will hugely boost her confidence going into the Olympics because she knows that she can go at a fast pace, and now she knows she can go at a slow pace, and she can, you know, she's competitive and she's fast over that last 200 meters. The same for Rashida. She is ranked fourth in the world, I believe, at the moment, which is, you know, amazing. She's got the fourth fastest time in the world, but not just the fastest time, but her ability to race as well. She finished fourth at the World Championships last year. So she'll be competitive as well. She'll have learned a lot from the European Championships. And sometimes you learn a lot more from not winning than winning. So finishing second, you know, she'll be satisfied with that, but she won't be extra, you know, she knows there's more. She knows she can be better, and she'll need to be better to get into the medals at the Olympics.
How much of an infusion of energy do you get as an athlete coming off the back of success like that when you're staring into a kind of another training block now before Paris?
Oh, I mean, you get a huge boost of energy, but, you know, there's also going to be a huge drain of energy because, you know, you're on such a high and then you've got to come back down off of that and you've got to come back up again. So there's it's a whole roller coaster of emotions. And how a lot of the athletes will deal with that is with the people that they surround themselves with. And a lot of the time they, you know, that's why you will see a lot of the athletes will not be in Ireland. They will not be going on TV shows and radio shows, and they'll be staying far away because they can't get too excited about this, because this is just one small step. There's a lot more steps to take before, you know, the real big goal of this year. This is just a very positive indication of, you know, what may come for the Olympics. But a lot of the athletes, you know, they have to maintain this level of fitness. Some of them have to improve the level of fitness. And, you know, there's lots of different things they'll do to do that. There'll be training, races, and then tapering and easing and, you know, getting themselves ready to really be ready for Paris in, you know, just over 6 weeks' time.
So, I mean, talk to me a little bit about that balancing act that you've got to do. So, like, you know, a lot of these athletes, I mean, they're kind of reliant on aid from the government, from grant funding, on sponsorship as well. With a medal around your neck, I mean, the job of drumming up that sponsorship gets a bit easier. At the same time, you don't want to get distracted over the next few weeks. You could see why they'd be kind of torn.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you just have to put it aside for now, and you have to remain. The most important thing is, you know, how you perform on the track. Everything else, there's plenty of time for that afterwards. You know, there's many months in the year after August that the athletes can capitalize on their success, and they can go visiting schools and, you know, do sponsorship events. And there's so much stuff that they can do, but they can do that in September, October, November. You know, most people are on their holidays right now. So, but the athletes are working really hard. So they might as well stay working really hard. And then when everybody goes back to school and work in September, then that's when they'll go back to that kind of work as well, when they can take the time off and hopefully have even more success to celebrate.
And I guess, you know, we're talking about the infusion of energy for the athletes, for the country as well. And, you know, you would have been aware, obviously, from the kind of the mid-90s right through for several years, young boys and girls out running around back gardens, imagining themselves as Sonia O'Sullivan. That's the other benefit of all of this, isn't it? It's the general level of interest that athletics now finds itself the focus on.
Yeah, it is, but it's multiplied by so much more. I mean, you know, you've got Kira, Rashida, and then Thomas and Chris for the boys. You know, how many athletes is there all together? So there was five on the relay last night. And then if we bring in Thomas and Chris and Kira, so that's like six athletes all together. If my counting is right, that, you know, then they're dotted all around the country. So they're there to inspire athletes all over the country, you know, and there's access to a lot more access. I was just down in Cove by myself and, you know, half the time away in different countries training. So I think to have so many athletes for young kids to look up to, you know, to see what's possible is just fantastic. And now the interest, I think, amongst athletes, and not just track and field athletes, because track and field, and track particularly, is the basis for so many different sports, that the interest is there. And now athletes will see lots of different pathways that they can take to success, where they can, you know, not just compete in Ireland, but they can go to your European stage, world stage, Olympic stage. You know, there's a progression that they can do, and they see how other athletes have done that, and they'll be able to hopefully, you know, look up to them and say, I want to follow in their footsteps and be like them one day. And, you know, it takes time. It takes a long time for an athlete to go from being good and to enjoying their sport to being really, really great and finding the love for it and the love for the hard work that's required to get to those levels.
Well, one of those athletes who has found greatness and I'm sure has found that love for their sport, maybe always had that love for their sport, despite ups and downs in recent years, Phil Healy, who I can now introduce as a European silver medalist. Phil, you're very, very welcome to the show and thanks a million for joining us. I'm not sure about the wisdom. Sonia said that all you medalists need to avoid doing radio interviews and TV interviews for the next little while. So we're already breaking that. But anyway, we will persevere. How does it feel to be introduced as a European silver medalist?
Oh, it's mad. Like, it's definitely a bit surreal still. Like, it definitely hasn't sunk in that we have won that silver medal, and what the whole Irish team has achieved in the last week is just unbelievable. It's great to be a part of the overall team, and then it's obviously very special to be a part of that relay team then as well, coming away with a massive national record last night and a silver medal.
So talk me through the build up to it, Phil. When you're in the kind of the warm up area, the track out the back, you're getting ready, you're waiting for the call. Talk me through the emotions that you were going through.
Yeah, and I think obviously the final was last night, but I think on Tuesday the pressure is nearly higher because obviously you want to secure qualification. And I suppose we had a last minute dropout with poor Kelly, who picked up an eagle, and Charlene was there to step it in. But obviously, yeah, you have to get the job done on the day one first in the heat to make sure you're in that final. So we had that box ticked on Tuesday. We went away as fast as qualifiers going into the final. We knew that the Dutch were going to be so, so strong with three massive impact subs to come in. But yeah, then when you, like last night, not that the pressure is off, but like we knew what this team was capable of. I suppose we had the nation behind us. We were very, very relaxed, the group of girls together. There was a great buzz amongst us within the warm-up. Obviously, it was Rashida's fourth outing of the week. It was Charlene's fifth. Myself and Sophie was our third. So we had been through the whole process. We've seen the call room. We've been out on the track. We were very familiar with it. And I suppose we each had our job to execute. And we went out there and collectively did that and came away with a massive national record and a lovely silver medal.
And when you're out there in a relay, Phil, in that situation, how much attention are you paying to the order in which other teams are running? Like, are you looking at the Dutch and, oh, that's where Femke Ball is, that's where Clavers is, that's where whoever happens to be? Or are you kind of focused more on your own?
Absolutely on our own. Look, everybody is going to have their own running orders and their own, I suppose, tactics. And we knew what we had, and we each had our own job to do individually for collectively to come together. So yeah, you have to focus on your own. You have to put yourself in contention on your own leg and do what you can for the team. And then take it around, and something very special happened last night.
And I asked this question of Sonia about the kind of the infusion of energy you get. I mean, talk to me about that from your own point of view. I mean, like, how does it feel now, kind of early enough in the season, looking into future blocks of training with a European silver medal around your neck?
Oh, like, it's crazy. Like, this is my fifth European Championships. I suppose even if you rewind to the last European Championships 2 years ago, we had the exact same quartet. We came sixth at the European Championships. We ran 3:26. That was a national record at the time. And then I suppose we went into the final as medal favourites last night. So we were, that's a new position for Ireland. Ireland are definitely highly recognised now with world finals, European finals, and obviously Olympic final as well in 2021. So we're there to contend with everyone. We're there for the medals, and it's a massive buzz. And obviously individually, we're all training day in, day out, year after year, yeah, for these moments. And like,
it must be great as well, though, Phil, to imagine, and maybe kind of you haven't got to this point, maybe this happens over the next few days, imagining over the summer, kids in back gardens up and down the country running around kind of a makeshift track done with the lawnmower, passing a stick to each other, you know, imagining themselves to be kind of Phil Healy and Sophie Becker and everybody else.
Oh, 100%. Like, even the coverage back home last night was so unbelievable to see. And hopefully we can inspire young kids to take up the sport, try a different event, and explore what is there in athletics. Because obviously it is more of a minority sport in Ireland, but that's definitely changing. And hopefully us athletes, and that goes across the board of all athletes that were here at the European Championships, can inspire the younger generation.
Well, listen, Phil, congratulations. It was an absolute joy to behold last night. In fact, the entire week, well, since last Friday, it was just absolutely incredible from an Irish point of view to see that record medal haul, breaking the medal haul of 1998, when Sonia brought home too, alongside Mark Carroll. Phil Healy, European silver medalist. Phil, thank you so much for speaking to us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.